Northwest horse racing season gets underway tomorrow, Sunday, the 5th of May at Carrickadawson, just outside St. Johnston. The first race is away at 2:30, and there's an 8-race card down for decision. And one of the men, of course, who looks after the championship and the campaign is Colly O'Donnell, or we could call him Highlands Horse Racing Correspondent, who joins us this evening on the programme. Colly, a very good evening.
Good evening, Oisin.
Well, Colly, is it all set for another campaign?
Yeah, we're starting off tomorrow in Carrickadawson, just outside St. Johnston, Oisin, at 2:30.
Yeah. So many rounds can we expect now in the coming weeks and months for the Northwest season for the championship, Colly?
We'll go on for about 6 months to maybe the mid-September, Oisin, maybe to late September. Probably in the Northwest we'll have about 9 or 10 meetings, and then we'll be also down around the Midlands for a few, and down around the south, like at Dingle and places like at Glen Bay and all. So I'd say about 20 meets altogether.
And obviously there's huge interest in it, as there is every year, Colly.
Oh, there's always a big interest, especially here from the Northwest. Like, some great jockeys over the last number of years have come through the ranks, like, you know, like some Martin Harley, and lately there, Oisin Orr and Connor Orr there from Ballyar, who are doing absolutely brilliant. Oisin another double last night in Dundalk, and that was a great learning ground for them young chaps. And also Ross O'Ryan there was a champion jockey for a couple of years there back 3 or 4 years ago, and he's doing mighty well now in over across the water. And our man at the moment at Dylan Brown McMonagall, this last 3 seasons, he's really taken the Northwest by storm. In fact, all over Ireland, he's been national champion last year, so he's a man now in it last year, riding here in the Northwest, and then he'll be moving further afield to under rules.
Yeah, he's going to feature heavily in the action tomorrow in St. Johnston, is that correct, Colly?
He certainly will. He'll have a full book of rides, I'll say. No doubt he'll have 8 mounts from the 8 races.
Yeah, and it's not just the local jockeys as well. There's riders from other counties that will be coming to the Northwest.
They will indeed. There'll be boys coming from Galway, Navan, young Ben Mulligan, who got the up-and-coming jockey, Ben Mulligan. Then there's a jockey from County Antrim, Sam Ewing, son of Warren Ewing, a former Pointy Point rider, and he's also a trainer up in County Antrim. Sam Ewing's another big star to look out for also.
Yeah, and what's the circuits or the venues that you host in the Northwest? Obviously St. Johnston is one. Where else do you attend over the summer?
We'll be in Remelton. We'll be in Remelton, and we'll also be in Ballintra. Where else will we be? Just can't think off the top of my head.
You're in Lufford. But, there's one in Lufford too, is there?
Yeah, we'll be in Lufford too, probably for a couple of meets, maybe next month or even the following month. And every year brings up different venues, you know. Just depends who's running the meetings. Sometimes we, you know, the people themselves near the town land run the meeting, you know.
Yeah. It's a good day out as well, Colly, so it is.
It's a good day out, Di, to see some very good up-and-coming jockeys, you know, really, you know, strutting their stuff and all. And well, at the moment, you know, as I was telling you, some top jockeys have come through our ranks, even years and years ago, maybe 15-year-old Shane Foley, like, got up here, was champion jockey and one thing and another. Now he's a top man down now, also under his with Jessica Harrington. He had some good years with Michael Halford, Doc. Even go back to the 80s, even Adrian Maguire. I could name on and on and on, but at the moment, Sam Ewan and the local man, Dylan Brown McGonigal, are certainly the two jockeys really to look out for. I mean, Dylan has really taken the racing world by storm. Like, he won the Dingle Derby in 15. He had 3 winners that year. It was 2015. 16, he was champion jockey in Dingle with 7 winners. The following year, he had 5 winners and was champion jockey. And last year, he had he broke all records. He had 9 winners on the weekend. And most jockeys dream to get 1 winner in Dingle, but at the moment, in the last 4 seasons, Dylan Brown McMonagall, he's had 22 winners, and he's been champion jockey, and it's never been done before. So, as I say, he's a real up-and-coming star, and he's riding out at the moment. Well, he was over with Tony McCoy quite regular, and he's down riding out with Joseph O'Brien, so they must think an awful lot of him, you know.
Yeah, and there was a man who retired this week, was giving him a bit of advice at the recent Sports Star Awards as well. Ruby Walsh, of course, was the guest and talked to him at the turn of the year.
That's correct. I was at that night. And well, Ruby has been a multiple champion. He's probably broken every bone in his body. And you know, there's no doubt he has won everything going in the sport. And Well, he would, as he said on the night, he wouldn't. He doesn't like to blow up young jockeys too much. You know, he just like them just to get on with their work and stay injury free and do what you do best. You know.
Okay then, Colly. So there's going to be 8 races tomorrow in St Johnstone. The first is away at 2:30. You're going to have the good weather for it anyway.
Yeah, please God. Now it looks very good for tomorrow, and the ground should be pretty good tomorrow, and it should be a very good day out. So if you want to see a few good jockeys in action, you're not doing an awful lot, sure, why not go down near St Johnstone and have 2 start?
And listen to your commentary as well, Colly. Is that right?
Oh, you'll probably take your earplugs with you.
Listen, have a good day and the best of luck with the season, Colin. Good man.
Thanks very much. Thanks, Archie.
Colin O'Donnell looking ahead to the Northwest racing season, which starts tomorrow in St Johnstone, gets up and running at 2:30.